Hello and welcome back to the Church of Jesus Christ study session with Come Follow Me. I'm your host Matthew Roberts and this is Season 6, Episode 2 of this daily study podcast. Thank you so much for joining us today as we continue with our study of this week's Come Follow Me materials, studying in Mosiah chapters 11 to 17 from May the 13th to 19th. And today we're going to go into chapter 12 of Mosiah, focusing on how we can stand as a witness of Jesus Christ even when we stand alone. And this is obviously continuing the story of Abinadi. So as we left Abinadi, he was sent away, cast out of the city of King Noah, and then returns in 2 years. And I love this in verse 1. It says, it came to pass that after the space of 2 years, that Abinadi came among them in disguise, that they knew him not, and began to prophesy among them, saying, Thus hath the Lord commanded me, saying, Abinadi, go and prophesy unto this my people, for they have hardened their hearts against my words. And I just love the fact that Abinadi takes the effort and time to go in there in disguise, and then we don't know how long he is in the city until he starts prophesying once again, but, you know, within the verse, straight away, he says, oh, I'm Abinadi, basically, which I just think is fascinating. But what I love, actually, about this, because whilst it's a humorous thing to think about, I think there's a lesson we can learn here as well. The fact that for Abinadi, being a witness of Jesus Christ meant to speak out about him, to testify of him, and to do the thing that he has asked, the Lord has asked Abinadi to do. And this meant, you know, even when it may have been uncomfortable or difficult for him to do so, shining through that disguise and stating his witness and his purpose sent by the Lord, and not being able to hide that under a bushel, as it were, to use another phrase we find in the scriptures. And I think that we can learn from this that our example of Jesus Christ needs to shine through, that even though sometimes we may go with our own disguise and walk among the people in the world and try to maybe hide that example under a bushel, that if we are truly disciples of Jesus Christ, as Abinadi is, then we will not be able to hide that, that it will become obvious even when we do try to hide it. I just think that's a fascinating kind of way that we can learn from that example of Abinadi, from a humorous context in the scripture of taking the effort to go in disguise and then shout out his name and prophesy what the Lord has told him to prophesy, but actually how that can apply to us today. And so Abinadi goes on to teach and testify about what will happen to the people if they do not repent. And again, we focus a lot perhaps on the consequence on if they do not repent. But the fact that the Lord has sent Abinadi a second time, because, you know, he was there in the chapter before and they cast him out, the Lord grants mercy to send Abinadi again and to teach them to repent. And obviously what does happen from this teaching eventually has a significant impact on not just a certain individual in King Noah's court, but also on hundreds of years of Nephite history. And in fact, indeed, the Book of Mormon, we'll get to that when we get to what Abinadi says, but I just think that this is another example of the Lord's mercy and how he works in his way. And we sometimes don't see, perhaps, the outcome or the purpose that the Lord has when we testify or when we try to follow his will. The people are angry and take him to King Noah. And they say that the purpose of bringing him to King Noah is this, in verse 9. Behold, we have brought a man before thee who has prophesied evil concerning thy people, and saith that God will destroy them. And he also prophesieth evil concerning thy life, and saying thy life shall be as a garment in a furnace of fire. So this is all true, of course, but obviously for the people, this is a hard thing to hear. And again, let's consider how we can apply this to us. The prophet, our prophet, President Russell M. Nelson, when he teaches things, we listen. And, you know, it's important that we take on board and apply those things to our lives. But of course, that can be difficult when they are a hard thing to hear. The message of repentance, perhaps, may be a hard thing to hear. The message of how we refer to even to the church as the full name of the church. I remember when that was first talked about early on in the ministry of President Russell M. Nelson, that some people commented, well, you know, why does that matter? It'd be too difficult to make that change, or people won't listen if we make that change. But, you know, the prophet of the Lord has testified that that is the will of the Lord, to refer more to his name when speaking of his church. And I just think that it's a fascinating dynamic we need to think about in our own lives and reflect on, is how much do we listen to the word of the prophet? And if it's something that's hard to hear, do we still act on it? And Abinadi starts to teach after he's been cast into prison. He's brought back before the king after he has discussed with his judges and priests. And then what's interesting is that when they first bring him to the court, as it were, the priest of King Noah quote a verse from Isaiah, in Isaiah 52, talking about how beautiful upon the mountains of him that bringeth good tidings, that publisheth peace, that bringeth good tidings of good, making this point that perhaps that he should be saying how good they are and how righteous they are, and that if he is truly publishing the word of the Lord, then he'd be publishing peace, and not, you know, pointing out their iniquity and their sin. And so in verse 25, Abinadi takes this and tells them, well, you're reading the scriptures, you're teaching the word, should you not follow the word? He asks them what they teach the people, and they reply the law of Moses. And at this point, the king Abinadi teaches about the law of Moses and what is actually in the law and how they're not following it. In verse 33, 32 and 33, there's an interesting exchange between the priests. The priests say that salvation did come by the law of Moses. And then in verse 33, but now Abinadi said unto them, I know if ye keep the commandments of God, ye shall be saved. Yea, if ye keep the commandments which the Lord delivered unto Moses in the Mount of Sinai. And then he starts to go through the Ten Commandments, and he goes through the first two, and it's at that point that the priests say that he's mad and command the guards to take him away, probably knowing where this is going. If he's going to go and teach through the whole Ten Commandments, and they know in their conscience that they are not following it, and that guilt perhaps encourages them to command the guards to move Abinadi away. But of course the Lord protects him, and because he had not yet been able to deliver the message, he continues. Elder Robert D. Hale said, quote, my brethren of the priesthood, what a powerful example Abinadi should be to all of us. He courageously obeyed the Lord's commandments, even though it cost him his life. Prophets of all dispensations have willingly put their lives on the line, and with courage have done the will and proclaimed the word of God. I just think, close quote, I just think that Sir Abinadi is a powerful example of a disciple of Jesus Christ, one who is willing to testify and bear his witness and fulfill what the Lord asks him to do, even though he knows that it may well end up in great difficulty and even calamity for him. Thank you so much for listening today. Please do join us tomorrow and subscribe so you get every podcast episode. And until we meet again.